Parak Ches Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. Skan refers to a vice coin, a coin that would serve in place of another coin if the coin couldn't serve for whatever reason. That's what skan means. Peroches Avya Tefach, the thickness of the peroches in the Beis HaMikdash, was a tefach, was a hand's breadth thick, very thick garment. And it was woven through 72 threads, these threads. So it was woven from these 72 threads. And each and every thread was comprised of Esra Ba'achutin of 24 threads. Because the Parochas was made from four different meanin. There was Tcheles, which was this blue wool. Argaman was crimson wool. Tala Ashani was wool that was dyed red, and Shesh is linen. And each one of these means, each one of these types of thread were sixfold, okay? And then each string had all four of them. So it ends up that each nima, each thread, was comprised of 24 threads. Arka, the length of the peroches, was arbam am, was 40 amas long. Rachba, the width, was esrim amma, 20 amas long, like the measurement of the entrance to the ulam, to the main entrance hall, which had a height of 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. Umishmona mushte ribo nasis, and it was made from shmona mushte ribo. So what does this mean? There's three different ways to understand this. One pshat is that the number of threads in total says it was 820,000 threads. That's one way to learn this. Another pshat is the amount of money, of silver, that they collected, okay, was 820,000 dinars that they had collected to make this peroches. And then a third pshat is that there were 82 naros pesulos, 82 young women, they were virgins, that made the that made this peroches. Three different ways to understand this. Ushtai mosin b'chol shana, and they would make two every year. They'd make two peroches, as two new ones. Every year, the Rambam writes that it was the two peroches were made every year to separate between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. That's what their purpose was. Ushlosh meos kohanim at bilanosa, and it took 300 kohanim to tovel this thing in the mikvah to make it pure because it was so heavy. They needed 300 kohanim to dip it, and the Bartanur explains that why would they have to dip this peroches if it's brand new? Right, it's brand new. It's not tummy. He says all kelim hanigmarim, all vessels that are completed, even though they are completed in a pure state, they still have to be tovled. It's referring to a Mishnah in Masechta Chagiga that we'll get to, but right now this is what he's telling us. And the Gemara also explains that when it says 300 kahanim, it's a lashon guzma, it's an exaggeration. Could be it was less, but the point was it was so heavy you needed a lot of kahanim to dip it in the mikvah. And that concludes the Mishnah. Why are we bringing this down? Because we were discussing the peroches in the previous Mishnah about it getting tameh. So now we discuss, you know, how it was made. And that's Mishnah Hey. Okay, Mishnah Vav. Basar kachay kachim, meat from karbanos of kachay kachim of the Holy of Holies. For example, a karban ola, or a chatas, or an asham, various different types of karbanos, that their meat has the status of kodesh kodashim of the Holy of the Holies. So shenitma, what happens if it became tummy? Bein be'afa tuma, whether it became tummy from a primary tuma, meaning it touched a sheretz, a dead ant, a nevela, or a dead carcass. So now, once it touches a primary, it touches an av, right, the father of all tuma, like Abba. So now it becomes a rishon, a first degree. Or bein be'vlada tuma, whether it touches a vlad. Vlad is the son of the father. In other words, sometimes they call it a vlad, a son. Sometimes they call it a rishon, a first. They have the same meaning. But the point is, it touched a vlad atuma. For example, it touched, you know, anything that was a rishon atuma. So something that, you know, something touched this, the carcass was the av. Something touched the carcass, okay, which made it a rishon. And then the rishon touched the basar of the kodesh kodashim to make it now really a sheni, okay? So, bein bifnim, bein bachutz. Whether it became tummy in the azara, or whether it came tummy out of the azara. Beshame omer, beshame say, hakol yisarif bifnim, everything has to be burnt inside, meaning the base hadeshen shiva azara, in the base hadeshen where they would burn, various types of things, they'd burn it over there, inside the azara, they'd have to burn it over there, because anything that becomes possible becomes invalid. The kodesh, which is holy, like these karbanos, you burn it in the kodesh as well. Chutz, with the exception, mishenitma ba'av hatuma ba'chutz. Except for something that became tameh from an av hatuma bachutz. It touched an av at tumah. It touched, for example, a dead carcass, which is an av, the father of tumah, outside the azara. Shahal v'nitbos became tamei with a tumah chamur, a very stringent tumah, outside the azara. If it touches an av at tumah, it becomes a rishon, a first degree. So you can't bring it now into the azara to burn it by the beis hadeshen where they would burn the stuff. You got to burn it outside because you can't bring it in now to the beis hadeshen area by the azara because it's holy. And because it's tame. Even though it's a holy food, it's a carbon, you can't bring it in now because it's tame. So you have to burn it outside. However, if it became tame, if it touched the first degree, so now it's only a second degree, so even if it got tame outside the Azara, since this tumah now is a more lighter tumah, you could bring it into the Azara and burn it by the Beis Hadeshen over there where they would burn all sorts of carbonas and stuff. You could burn it inside. Because then it'd be a lesser degree, it's only a secondary, it touched the first. And now it's a secondary, in that kind of case, they could bring it in. Ubeis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel say, Hakol Yisarif Bachutz, everything's got to be burnt outside the Azara. Doesn't matter. He says, get it out of there. Chutz mishenitma bevlad atoma, except in a case where the carbon became tame from touching a vlad, touched a first, right, the son of the av. So now it became a secondary, bifnim, when it was inside the azara. Shahal v'nitma, since it became tame, with a tuma kala, more light tuma, so it became a secondary now, and it was inside the azara, you could burn it inside, and it's not a problem. But it became tame with an av hatuma inside the azara, so you can't leave it there, in the Azara, because it's Tameh, you gotta get it out as soon as you can. You take it out Miyad immediately, and you burn it outside. And so too, if it became Tameh outside, even if it became Tameh outside with something which was very, very light, it says basically, you don't bring it inside the Azara to burn in the Azara, you burn it outside the Azara. So what we're discussing here is basar, meat, of Kodesh Kodeshim, of the Holy of Holies, like different carbonos, and Ola, Chathas, and Asham. You know, what are the halachas where it became Tameh? What type of tumah was it? Was it inside? Was it outside? And we have the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And that wraps up our Mishnah for today.